Here's another tikkun that all of us are familiar with. It's judgment. Judgment. And probably the best way to define judgment is discerning something with hatred or ill will in my heart. We need to discern things in life. We need to see what's good and what's bad. Is this a good relationship for me or not? Is this a good career path or not? Is this the right food for me or not? Discernment is something that's proactive and positive and something we need to do. However, when we start to feel inside of our heart bothered, ill will, hatred, spite, even a little bit, when we're looking at someone or interacting with someone or in some kind of a relationship, the Kabbalists share that part of what that kind of judgment does is it creates a judgment upon myself. So there's many things, and we'll list them. But first, when I'm judging somebody else and I'm not transforming it, I'm not looking at the good, I'm not trying to overcome the judgment inside me, what I will experience is a force of judgment. The universe starts to actually judge us because it's cause and effect. Every energy I put out there boomerangs back to me. If I'm looking at somebody, for example, it's a funny example, but it's accurate in the way we're describing this. If let's say I'm on an amazing diet that's very clean and pure and I'm happy with my weight and I have strong belief systems about the way I'm eating, and then I look at somebody else pigging out, having no restriction whatsoever in what they're eating, and they're maybe overweight or whatever it is, they look unhealthy, and I look at them and I go, can you believe this guy? Why doesn't he just take care of himself? Love yourself. And then you feel that little bit of hatred, that little bit of I'm better than you, I'm above you, all signs of judgment. Do you know what happens at that moment? At that moment, as you're judging the person who's overweight, your own metabolism slows down. That's the same similarity when it comes to us being judged. Whenever I'm looking down at somebody else, or looking at somebody with spite, I'm attracting that judgment to myself. Eitan, what would be one of the most powerful concepts of judgment that you've shared with students?
I can say for me personally, I realized that for a long period, I had a major stomach issue. And I recognized that the main cause of it was self-judgment.
So now we just talk about external judgment, and now you're talking about self-judgment, which is obviously very prevalent.
So another way to look at this is not accepting myself the way I am, or not accepting someone else the way that person is. So for me, the way it works, because part of my tikkun is to try to be perfect for myself and for others. And when I will not act according to my perception perfect enough, I will judge myself. What does it mean to judge myself? I will be disturbed by that, and I will have a belief system. I should have been better, but I'm not. That's who I am now. I'll try my best. I'll continue to push myself. But holding on to this belief system, I should have, I could have, he should have. She should have. When I have that belief system, it will hurt me because I'm creating a false reality how things should be when they are not. So I'm not connecting to the present light the way it reveals itself now, because each one of us in the present time is what he is. And the light of the Creator presenting me today the way I am doesn't mean I don't want to grow and I don't want to be better. So I've learned by accepting imperfection and by willing even to expose imperfection, that's by itself healed me. That self-judgment, I'm not enough, caused me to disconnect from my blessings, to see what's not okay, and as a result, to create reality of darkness.
With some people on the spiritual path, especially it can be on the path of Kabbalah, and some students might be experiencing this, we're always talking about look within, what's your tikkun, what's my reactive nature? It can actually create a sense of lack of self-love. It's like we're always beating ourselves up. We're always critical. What's my message? What's in it for me? What do I need to change? And what we're learning now is everything has to be balanced. If I feel I'm being too self-critical, there is a point that the opponent, the Satan doesn't like when we're looking within to change. So what does he do? He makes us go to such an extreme that we hate ourselves. The opponent learns to adapt and trick you according to your level. If he sees you're being spiritual, he'll make you be overly spiritual. If he sees that you have a weakness and you're pushing through, he'll try to get you in the other end. And one of the most powerful lessons I learned in Kabbalah is because we can lose the balance and we can start judging ourselves, is when judgment about myself comes from an external source, whether it's someone said something, whether I start to feel just judgment and I feel like I'm doing something wrong and I beat myself up, then it's reactive. But when is it proactive? For example, Kabbalists would say that a person, before they go to sleep at night, and this could be an exercise we all can and should try to do, before I go to sleep, the last thing I should do before I sleep is to examine my day and to proactively look inside myself. Again, this is me choosing it, to see what I could have done better. Where was I reactive? And how can I change it? And if I feel like I'm beating myself up too much, come back from it. Because the Creator doesn't want you to go to the dark place. But that's me proactively choosing and self-reflecting, as opposed to circumstances making me beat myself up and making me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, very often the ego makes me feel if I'm spending time being guilty, I paid my spiritual dues.
Right. As long as I'm beating myself up,
which is illusion. Because real spiritual growth is what can I learn about myself to be better and what can I do about it? And in the present time, accepting and loving myself with my imperfections.
Right. Sometimes we need to feel guilty about what we did, right? But I remember learning in the study of Kabbalah, if you're going to feel bad about what you did, do it proactively by yourself at night. You know, sometimes we're sitting around with people and we're in our head beating ourselves up. What are we doing? We're not sharing with anybody.
Exactly. And actually, you just mentioned something, being in our head. When we are with someone, very often, we're judging them. We're in our head already thinking, when they're going to be over, I can't stand this,
right.
I can't stand that. So one of the signs of judgments is when I'm not present listening and giving energy to the listening to the other person, or giving energy as I'm talking. Because when I'm judging, it separates my heart from that person or from myself or from the situation. When I'm overly in my head, I'm dwelling in the past, I'm dwelling in the future, I'm dwelling of how they should be or they shouldn't be. And why am I doing it? Let's remember, the reason I'm dwelling in reactive tendency like judgment, because I'm getting energy from it. What type of energy? Energy of I'm above. The ego makes me feel I'm the judge, I'm above. If I'm above, I'm getting energy of superiority, which that's our ego. Our ego gets fed by being superior. So every time we catch ourselves judging the other person, drained by the other person, we're even saying, he's draining me, she's draining me. What's draining me? Because I want them to be something that they are not now. That's the reason I'm drained, because I'm judging them. The opposite of judging, accepting the present person or situation the way they are now, and be a giver.
I would say another aspect of this is called passive evil eye. And I see this a lot in relationships when a person starts to kind of be fed up with the other person. The person's not changing. You've been so disappointed by this person, you start to have prejudgments about them. In fact, you might even walk into the room and you see them and you're like, oh, here we go. They're going to start up with me. Oh, here we go. They have something to complain about. Oh, here we go. You know, every time you're saying, oh, here we go, it means you already have a preconceived notion. And in Kabbalah, we call that passive evil eye. What's the danger of passive evil eye, especially in relationships? You cap the person's growth. When you're in a relationship with someone and you already are expecting to be disappointed by them, you're actually capping who they are so they can't grow. Now, they may want to grow and they may be trying to grow, but being in a relationship with you is making them stuck. Them being with you is making them be the way they are. Can you imagine? Can you imagine sometimes we think like, oh, I wish they would change already, and you're complaining about them to all your friends. All that complaining is judgment and passive evil eye that's making your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, stay stuck. In fact, most of the people that we're so sick and tired of them and they haven't changed are probably that way because our energy is making them that way.
There's another angle of evil eye. Every time someone's abundance and blessings remind me and make me feel about what I am lacking in my life, if I'm not paying attention, I am actually injecting judgment, which we call it evil eye. I'm draining their energy because their blessing, their beautiful kids, their great job, their great success, their great appreciation and recognition of the world of them caused me to feel less and small. It's not that I hate this person, but it makes me feel nobody. And when I feel that way and I'm not actually blessing them, I'm draining their energy. I'm hurting them. I'm hurting me.
Right, when we see the good in someone, we awaken their good. When we see their bad, we give power to their bad. In fact, we connect with it also. So a lot of people who are drained energetically, they just feel like they don't have energy. It's oftentimes because they're seeing the negativity of their surroundings and not injecting the good. A practical tool that you know we've spoken a lot to our students about is every time you see something bad, always just follow it up with something good. At least just to balance your own energy. Be an impartial judge. You got to see all the evidence. Because if you're just focusing on the bad because it's convenient for you, then that's the kind of person you become. You become a person with hatred in your heart. You draw judgment from the upper worlds on you, and then that's the kind of reactive life you live. See the good for every negative thing you see. There's an exercise that even just I did with my wife when we first started talking about this is if we ever said something negative, either about a person or a situation, we always made the other person say also one positive thing. And it would force us to think, okay, wait, I just said something negative. Okay, let me just think, all right, what would be something positive? And that exercise builds the muscle of consciousness, builds the muscle of consciousness to be able to access the light. And I want to just mention one more thing. You know, it might be a good time to talk about it. A lot of students ask about the concept of red string because you brought up evil eye. And this is a whole other aspect of Kabbalah we haven't spoken much about. But in Kabbalah, we believe in energy. We believe everything has a vibration of energy. All kingdoms all have energies that we all share because the entire world is really just one unit. It looks fragmented in order to be able to play the game of life properly. And without going into so many details, the Kabbalists believe that our body is divided into different energetic chakras. The left side being the side of the body that's responsible for the desire to receive consciousness. We call it selfish consciousness. The part of us that needs more protection. And the Kabbalists would take red string, red being the color, the energy vibration of receiving, and take it to a very powerful place in Bethlehem, which is the tomb of Rachel the matriarch. And Rachel was a biblical figure who was simply known for a woman who overcame the adversity of selfishness, of evil eye. She was an example and pillar of unconditional love and sharing. Because we know that each one of us, we carry a certain energy based on whatever tikkun we change. And a lot of these great souls from the past worked on themselves and became conduits of energy. So we take this red string with certain meditations and conscious mantras. We help infuse the string with the energy of protection. By tying it on the left wrist, on the left part of our body with certain meditations, it does several things. One, it kind of imbues our soul with the energy of protection that we need. And it also just becomes an energetic reminder not to give evil eye. The red string is not going to do our tikkun for us. It's not going to do our spiritual work for us. But it is one of many tools that the Kabbalists would use from a tradition of thousands of years to help connect us to higher levels of consciousness.